Jesus prepares his disciples for his departure. And he's honest with them. I'm going to go away and I won't be walking with you the way I've been walking with you. And I won't be there to confront our enemies the way that I have been here to confront our enemies. And I won't be here. I won't be here to do the miracles that I've done to manage certain situations the way that I have done the miracles that I have done to manage certain situations. It's a real thing. I'm going away. And I will not be back in person for a while. But I am leaving with you the Holy Spirit of God. And He knows everything I know. And He will call to your remembrance everything that I have said. And He will give to you My peace, not worldly peace. He will give you My peace. And He will lead you in My way. And all will be well until I come again, because I leave with you the Holy Spirit of God. This is God's plan, His solution for all the trials and tribulations and problems and challenges that we will face until Christ returns in person. He has sent the Holy Spirit.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment, but first we want to say thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with Pastor and author Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
Said in the 8 o'clock service that after having Mark and Flo speak, there was very little need for me to preach. And I tell you exactly what I told the 8 o'clock folks, I'm going to preach anyway. So, settle in for a little bit. Going out of town is one of those things for me, and I think for most people, it's a love-hate kind of thing. How many of you love going down to see your grandkids in Columbus, and you love going to see family, and occasionally trips to see maybe your friend Sheila in Texas. You love going on vacation, I don't know, Niagara Falls, Grand Canyon, Mount Rushmore. You love going to see those things. I love all those things, too. On the other hand, I still hate going out of town, because the mail is still going to run and I won't be here to get it. And I've got to make some kind of arrangement about that. And the bills that I would normally pay in the week, all my banking and bill paying, I'm going to have to do before I leave town. If we're going to leave town for 2 weeks, oh heaven forbid, all the things that I've got to do before I leave town that I would do if I was here. And I've got to make sure that things are covered for Sunday morning. I've got to make sure that things are covered for Wednesday morning. I've got to make sure that things are covered for Sunday evening. I have to make sure that if somebody goes in the hospital, there's some process for notifying that, and once in a while somebody dies while I'm out of town, and it's a big thing. And it always, you can ask Michael. Michael gets frustrated with me because we get up to go and I say, Michael, I still need to work just half a day, only half a day. Just need half a day. We'll leave by lunch. And Michael gets frustrated with me, and I get frustrated with Michael because we pass Raff Road. She says, I left my cell phone at home, and and you just get to thinking, why don't we just stay home? It's a love-hate thing. Trying to make all the arrangements for things that are going to have to be done, accomplished, and tended while I'm gone. But what if there was somebody I could call on who knows everything I know, and who shares my every value and priority, so that I know that they will react to any situation just the way that I would react to it whilst I was here. What if there's someone who loves the cat? Well, not as much as me, because I don't get along with our cat all that great. But as much as Michael loves the cat, and who will take care of the cat, just like Michael would take care of the cat. Somebody who would just do everything I would do the way I would do it, as immediately as I would do it. I could leave if that person would just step into my shoes. I could leave with great confidence. Jesus prepares his disciples for his departure. And he's honest with them. I'm going to go away, and I won't be walking with you the way I've been walking with you. And I won't be there to confront our enemies the way that I have been here to confront our enemies. And I won't be here. I won't be here to do the miracles that I've done, to manage certain situations the way that I have done the miracles that I have done to manage certain situations. It's a real thing. I'm going away, and I will not be back in person for a while. But I am leaving with you the Holy Spirit of God. And He knows everything I know. And He will call to your remembrance everything that I have said. And He will give to you my peace, not worldly peace. He will give you my peace. And He will lead you in my way. And all will be well until I come again, because I leave with you the Holy Spirit of God. This is God's plan, His solution for all the trials and tribulations and problems and challenges that we will face until Christ returns in person. He has sent the Holy Spirit. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit is deep and wide. The Holy Spirit is active in the Word of God, which He has inspired and continues to inhabit today. The Holy Spirit is active in more direct ways. Sometimes He speaks to us personally in conviction and in that still small voice. And sometimes He speaks to us more subtly, and He comforts us. And as we're paying attention to this year, the Holy Spirit equips us for the job that has been given us in the time between the first and second comings of the Lord. He gives us gifts to accomplish these tasks. He causes to grow in our lives and in our souls fruits to bear testimony about the identity and the nature of God. In my Sunday school class, and we are just winding down a several months long study of the Holy Spirit, and here at the end of it, we've talked greatly about gifts, and then we began talking about it more openly in the congregation. People have asked me about the distinction, if any, between gifts of the Holy Spirit and natural talents. Talents you may be born with, things that are genetic, or, you know, a tendency toward music or whatever it may be. Is there an overlap? Are these completely different, these natural talents you have and gifts of the Holy Spirit? And I've said a few things. One, I've said that our natural talents are great vehicles for the gift of the Holy Spirit once He moves into our life. And two, everything that you have comes from God. Amen. Everything that you have. I believe that many things that we have, including skills and talents and inclinations, which are only worldly good for worldly things, before the Spirit comes into our life, those things are activated when the Spirit comes to be useful in the kingdom. And they become, in that fashion, gifts. But I don't want to spend the whole time talking about that kind of mechanic, so I'll say that and let it be, because what it is about is the conflict between the kingdom and the world. And if you listened while Mark read to us this morning, Jesus said, I'm going to send the Spirit. And he said plainly, the world cannot. Didn't even just settle for will not. The world cannot receive the Spirit. And so the world will not even recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the world will never profit in a first-hand way from the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The world cannot. And thus all the benefit that comes to the world from the ministry of the Holy Spirit will come as the Spirit works through the saints, through the church, who will receive Him and recognize Him and be gifted by Him and bear fruit that He plants. The Spirit is God's plan for this age between the comings of the Lord. And the Spirit equips us to do God's work in the church and in the world. The Spirit in us is, again, the only way the world will ever know. Because the world cannot receive the Spirit of its own. So if you and I do not come to know the Holy Spirit of God, if you and I are not receptive to His ministry, if you and I care nothing for His gifts, if you and I do not bear His fruit, much is lost. Did you read this description? Jesus said, because I send the Spirit, you will not be orphans. What are we if we don't receive the Spirit? Orphans. He said, the Spirit will give you My peace. Where is that peace if we do not receive the gift from the Spirit? He said the Spirit will make you effective. You know what we are without the Spirit? Ineffective and helpless. He said the Spirit will fill you with God's love. God's love is the chief gift and the chief fruit of the Spirit. And without God's love, none of the other gifts work right. And their value disappears. And we can't have that love until we have received the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. If we neglect the ministry of the Spirit, the loss to ourselves, to our congregation, to the world, is incalculable. Now let me sharpen this up a little bit by telling you that there are two spirits at work in the world. Jesus not only said that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. He said, if you paid attention as we came down toward the end of the passage, He said, the ruler of this world comes and he has no part of Me or of My ministry. The Holy Spirit is all about Me and My ministry, but the spirit of this world, the ruler of this world, has no part of Me. The ruler of this world is Satan. There is a Holy Spirit of God at work in the world. There is also an unholy spirit at work in the world at the same time. God promised that His Spirit would guide the saints into the kingdom of heaven. Satan pictures his own kingdom. And do you suppose that he provides no guidance of his own for those he wishes to enter? God promised the Spirit would give us His love. And that is His chief gift. Do you know what the chief gift of the devil is to his children in this world? It's hate. God promised that His Spirit would impart to us peace. Do you know what the unholy spirit of Satan at work in this world imparts to his children? Despair. Desperation. God promised, that His Spirit would equip us for the work to be done. And Satan equips his own. God's Spirit gives us freedom. The unholy Spirit delivers us into bondage of every sort. The Holy Spirit comforts us. Have you ever wondered how this world gets so comfortable with sin and shame? Because there is another spirit at work in the world. And he imparts to his own also. And without the Holy Spirit of God, you and I have no chance to stand against him. There is an unholy spirit at work in the world. Which is why babies are always on the hit list. Which is why the governments of this earth always become the beast in the end. Which is why mental illness always drives people to things that are wicked. Did you ever notice that? It is why you and I feel pressure away from righteousness and purity and the kingdom. Because there is an unholy spirit active in this world, and until you and I are doing business with the Holy Spirit, we are doomed as fallen sinners under the influence of an unholy spirit in a fallen world. Get to know the Holy Spirit of God, or prepare to fall for the unholy spirit of the age. And if not absolutely fall, because we ourselves perhaps are plucked as flaming branches from the fire, saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, which cannot be gainsaid. But prepare at least, if we are unfamiliar with the Holy Spirit and His ministry, prepare at least to be ineffective, useless, helpless in the great battle for the souls of mankind. Jesus comes to the end of this passage and he says, I follow the plan of God exactly. This, my going away, the Spirit coming, my coming again, it's all God's plan. And I follow it exactly. And I follow it for this reason. So that the world will know. For how many of us is that a priority? Let's be honest with ourselves. Do we want the world to know about God? We like them to know about salvation in Jesus Christ. We like them to know about the ministry of God's Holy Spirit. Can't know. Jesus said they can't receive it. They can't know unless the Spirit becomes active in us, His people. If it's a priority to you that the world should know, you need to get on board with the plan. And the plan is between the first and second comings of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is our strength. The Holy Spirit is our peace. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is the equipper of the saints. The Holy Spirit is the convictor of the conscience. And you need to know the Holy Spirit. And maybe this has been a flaw with us. Maybe we all know God the Father. Maybe we all know God the Son. And maybe if we're honest, we answer The holy who? The holy what? And our spirituality is incomplete and ineffective. This is you. And know that it's something we're trying to do something about this year, right now, in our congregation. I stand ready to talk with you and pray with you, and God stands ready to deliver His promise as planned to you and make this invitation.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.